Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The House is voting on impeachment as we speak. We're continuing to monitor developments on Capitol Hill as members of the House vote on whether to impeach President Trump for actions connected to last week's deadly insurrection. And a South Suburban congressman is defending his position as one of a handful of Republicans voting for impeachment. We begin our coverage with WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger says yes, he voted for Donald Trump in November, and he regrets it now because he believes the president incited the violence at the Capitol a week ago.
And I took that into account with the president's 4 years of, you know, building a narrative, 4 years of making people believe that the election would be stolen, that there is a dark conspiracy, that the enemy of the United States is not China or Russia, it's the Democrats and it's the media. You cannot function with that as a common set of assumptions.
What kind of future does Kinzinger have in the GOP now? He says he doesn't know and isn't concerned. His vote was one of conscience. And he says it depends on whether the party continues to embrace the false narrative of a stolen election or moves forward in the truth. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
About 2 minutes remain to vote in the House. We'll go live to CBS News for the announcement of the vote as soon as it happens.
History is being made, meantime, at the state capitol in Springfield as well, where lawmakers have elected Illinois' first African-American House Speaker. Hillside Democrat Emmanuel Chris Welch succeeds Mike Madigan, who suspended his campaign months after being implicated, but not charged, in a federal corruption probe.
Women's groups called for one of their own to be Speaker. But ultimately, the last two candidates were Welch and Representative Jay Hoffman. Representative Jehan Gordon Booth.
We have to get the votes. Whoever wants that job has to get the votes. We had three women that put forth their bid, could not bring together the coalition, and so now here we are on the precipice of making history, nevertheless.
Welch, with 69 votes, is the first African American to become Speaker of the Illinois House. In Springfield, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Except for a two-year break when Republicans controlled the House in the early 90s, Madigan's been the Illinois House Speaker since 1983. He released a statement today saying, in part, it's been the honor of a lifetime to help bring people of different experiences and backgrounds together to serve our state. Madigan still chairs, he still chairs the Illinois Democratic Party.
A local anthropologist says several factors could be putting humanity on the road to extinction. WBBM's Jim Goodis talked to him. He's on the news line with what he found out.
Lisa, Northern Illinois University professor Mark Schuller's book, Humanity's Last Stand, Confronting Global Catastrophe, comes out this week. He claims climate change, global capitalism, xenophobia, and white supremacy are combining to threaten the future of the human race.
I think asking the question whether we're headed towards extinction is important. It gets us out of the contemporary political moment and gets us to zero in on the real dangers that we face as a species and as stewards of the planet.
Schuller says unless more people realize that all humanity is interconnected and we share the same challenges, the will to take the steps necessary to reverse them may only come when it's too late. Reporting, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
COVID-19 update for Illinois. Over 5,800 new and probable cases and 97 additional deaths tied to the pandemic. 27 of those deaths were in Cook County. The state's 7-day positivity rate stands at 8.3%.
Members of the Chicago Teachers Union stepped up their criticism of Chicago Public Schools' return to in-person learning for preschool and special ed students during the pandemic. Union members led what they called a teach-in this morning in front of the home of Board of Education President Miguel DeValle. Teacher Marina Ruiz says it makes no sense for district leaders to force her and others to return to school buildings because none of her students have opted for in-person classes.
I have no students in the building. All of my students have chosen remote learning, and there's no need for me to be in the building when it's mostly filled with adults and very, very few students.
The district, meantime, insists schools are safe.
There was an increase in pedestrian traffic in the Loop last month, despite continued business uncertainty during the pandemic.
The Chicago Loop Alliance has been collecting monthly survey data since July on the pandemic's effect on its member businesses. Its December report is the most comprehensive yet and found pedestrian activity increased, likely due to holiday shopping and attractions. But Alliance President Michael Edwards says it shows there's still a lot of uncertainty from businesses about how and when to bring employees back to the Loop. He says they're eager to see how the reopening of Chicago public schools and the COVID-19 vaccine rollout will impact decisions about on-site work. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
We're monitoring developments at the U.S. House as members are voting whether to impeach the president for a second time. We'll bring you live reports as they become available.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.